Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, iOS 7 is here. Well, it's in beta, and it's buggy, and it's actually kind of weird. We're going to talk about it in great detail.
Plus, the future of RSS apps. There is one. Bump your neighbor money and podcast tricks from the road.
All that and how to go vintage, darling.
Absolutely.
On iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces from Citrix, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate with colleagues and clients anywhere. You can share the same screen and see each other face-to-face with HD video conferencing, even from an iPad. Sign up for your 30-day free trial today. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, use the promo code iPad. And by 99 Designs, the world's largest online graphic design marketplace. 99 Designs connects businesses seeking quality, affordable designs with a community of 200,000 graphic designers. Visit 99designs.com/iPad today to receive a free design consultation. That's 99designs.com/iPad today. And by Shutterstock.com. With over 26 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips, Shutterstock helps take your creative projects to the next level. For 30% off on your new account, go to Shutterstock.com and use the offer code iPadToday6. Hello! Welcome to iPad Today, the very ritzy edition.
Good to be here. Cheerio.
So, iOS 7. Yeah. Now, it was announced on Monday. It won't be out till September.
Fall. Yes.
But it's not available on the iPad yet. You can only download a beta if you are a developer.
That's right.
For iPhone.
And when we covered WWDC live here on Twit on Monday. And it was interesting. We never saw an iPad running iOS 7. Everything was
There's a reason.
An iPhone version.
I have been told by sources that the iPad version is not ready because there's a considerable amount of work to do to make that translucency work.
Interesting.
The translucency is in real time. So somebody said this is iOS the wax paper edition. They've replaced leather and brushed aluminum with waxed paper. It's kind of Or frosted glass, that opaque thing.
Yeah.
But that's live. That's in real time. So if you move the icons or you move it around, you'll see it's being calculated in real time. And that's not an insignificant amount of work.
And, of course, Well, it's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Especially because, the iPad, there's so much emphasis on portrait versus landscape. iPhone, much less so.
Again, big issue.
Yeah.
So we've had a few days to digest. What do you think?
Well, when we were watching it live, as they were showing us what it looked like, and again, iOS 7 has a lot of features that we'll talk about in a second, but the first reaction is usually the cosmetic changes. And I said, I don't know if I like this. I think at one point I was like, I don't know. I think it might be hideous.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. And I think that that's probably just a little bit of a knee jerk. You've changed what
Any
is
change.
Familiar to me.
Any change is going to have that reaction.
Sure. But I do find some of the design choices odd. I do. And I'm not alone. For example, you can, of course, customize your own dock. But Mail and Safari icons and everything that Apple has showed us are both in that the sort of primary apps that they will use dock, and they both have gradients that go from a lighter to a darker blue and opposite that are the inverse of each other, and they're right next to each other. So at first I was like, that just seems weird. Why would you do that?
I don't like it at all.
You don't like it at all.
But I did find the inspiration. It's right here. Nicki Minaj. It's, see that? Now look it. See the palette that Nicki is wearing right now?
Oh, dear.
See the palette, iOS? Nicki Minaj.
Certainly, iOS. Game Center went full Nicki.
Full Nicki!
Full Nicki. You never go full Nicki.
It's a little too fluorescent, too bright, too poppy. Joshua Topolsky of The Verge said it was too childish.
There is something like, and what's funny is that I think that that is what people pointed to when they would criticize the old design. It was like, well, it's a little too kind of kidsy.
Simple.
Yeah, let's make it flatten and sophisticated. This does not feel sophisticated to me.
Not at all. It feels like Candy Crush.
And yeah, and so that's the problem that I have with it. However, we should emphasize that this is a beta. In fact, anybody who's running the beta on their iPhones has said, "Oh, it's definitely
rocky. It's a very early.
Definitely not
beta.
Ready for prime time.
It's more like an alpha."
Yeah, a lot of things are going to be changed. Reminders, the Reminders app. I saw Renee Ritchie yesterday.
Oh, sorry, that noise. That's me playing Candy Crush.
Don't play Candy Crush.
Well, I just wanted to show you how much Candy Crush looks like the new iOS. It's the same colors and everything.
Don't send me an extra life.
I'm going to send you an extra life.
Oh, God.
Why not? Don't you want one?
Because that's all my Facebook notifications are now.
I'm sending it to you anyway.
You suck. No, I mean,
I won't send you an extra life.
It's thank you for that extra life.
But
that's how they get you.
This is like such a popular game. And I think this palette is pretty much the same palette. I think it's...
I doubt,
this is the one app that's going to look great in iOS 7.
I doubt with every bit of my being that Johnny and I have referred to Candy Crush at all when making iOS 7, but I get your point.
Will we get used to it? That's the real
question.
We will
absolutely get used to it, and things may change. The Reminders app, I was playing around with Renee's iPhone, and he's got it on, and he's like, look at the Reminders app, but It's not even broken. It's not finished.
Right.
It's not even really working.
No.
So that's something to... You figure Apple not only has some time to polish things up, but also, not that they would ever admit it, to take in a lot of criticism that they're getting and rethink some things.
I don't know if they do that or not, but...
They do. Of course they do.
So I read a good article on one of the gadget blogs. I'm sorry, I don't remember the name, so I would love to give you credit, but
the good ones.
Yeah, in which the guy said, don't install iOS 7 now. You might be tempted to.
Yep, I saw that too,
yeah.
Somewhere.
And I think it was very, very good advice. You might say, oh... You know, if you pay $99, you can get it right now as a developer. If you know a developer, they could probably help you and install it. Mm-hmm. But don't. You may say, I really want to try the new stuff. I've got an iPhone right here. I would love to see what it looks like. If that's your main phone, don't, because you're going to have crashes. Stuff isn't going to work.
Well, and third-party apps?
Third-party apps are almost guaranteed, many of them, to fail.
Apparently Mailbox, the email app that many of us know and love, is unusable on iOS 7, so it's like... Don't make it hard on yourself.
You notice that iOS Mail has some mailbox features that swipe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be interesting.
They definitely took some of that.
Yeah.
Some of the other new features in iOS 7, Control Center. There never was a Control Center before. That's why
that icon looks so different. No, I'm sorry. I'm just teasing you.
No, you mean Game Center.
The Control Center is the one you swipe up from the bottom.
Where you can easily toggle on and off wireless. You've got a flashlight in there, brightness.
To me, it's a little odd that the flashlight gets so much attention. Is this something that we all do so much that we need a dedicated flashlight button on iOS? Yes. Carson says yes.
By the way, I think there was a Cult of Mac. I think that's where
Cult
you read
Mac,
that.
Cult of Mac, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. I think that the Control Center is absolutely necessary.
Oh, I use it on Android all the time because you have most Android implementations have a strip right there in the notification panel that you can airplane mode. I don't want to have to dig into settings to turn on airplane mode. I want to be able to turn it on quickly. Wi-Fi off and on. You could turn on Bluetooth off and on. These things save battery life. It's nice to have that switch right there.
Brian, can you iOS page? Can you show Control Center?
There's right there on the left. Brightness is right there, so...
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff in here that I'm like, cool, now I've got that at the ready. That makes a lot more sense. However, it is a little weird to have it. It's basically just a translucent... What did you call it?
Wax paper over
with
the top.
With black icons. And I guess...
It's hard to read.
I guess they decided not to make it colorful because that would just... It would compete with what's behind it. But it does seem a little like, oh, all right, that's almost like a different design department altogether. Which actually may be the case because...
It feels like a bit of a hodgepodge, too.
Yeah.
It's like, let's throw some buttons on this.
I have heard from a few people, and The Next Web wrote this up as well today, that the rumors say that Johnny Ive, who's obviously the senior vice president, also Apple's head of human interaction, brought the print and the web marketing design teams in to set the look and the color palette of the app icons, the stock ones, the native ones.
Oh, interesting.
And then they handed those off to app design teams who kind of did their own work on the interiors using the palettes as a guide, but that those teams have not, at least thus far, worked that closely together.
Huh.
Which is why something like the music icon to me just is like, whoa, why is that so red? And,
It stands out.
It really bugs me.
You just scrolled past it. If you can scroll back, Brian. It is bright red.
Yeah.
And that does look like an emergency.
Kind of. I mean, that's just a music app.
What do you think of the new, for instance, the Game Center icon, the little balloons, or the photos icon?
Well, I think...
The color wheel.
I think the Game Center icon, I mean, anything's better than what it was. It's clearly not flat. I mean, that's supposed to look sort of like 3D
bubbles. Wait a minute. Is that the real thing, or is that a design?
No, this is it.
That's it?
Yeah, this is it as it is as it stands right now. Because you can see that Mail and Safari have those inverse gradients.
And the settings looks like a stove burner.
The setting, it's like...
By the way, once you say that, you will never see anything but a stove burner in
that. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like.
I can see it's supposed to be a watch gears, like a flywheel, but it's a stove.
I think that a lot of these are greatly improved. But yes, collectively, it just seems strange.
Somebody said it's this week in nitpicking. Are we nitpicking, you think?
I think... what other show can we nitpick on than one that's about iOS specifically? I mean, this is why we do this.
John Gruber, the night before the announcement on Sunday night, said this is going to be very polarizing. Mm-hmm. Some people are going to love it, but there are going to be lots of people who hate it.
Yes.
And I think he was right.
And we've certainly seen that.
Yeah.
I know GigaOM put together a whole sort of like people who are respected in design's first reactions and very split down the middle whether or not it's beautiful.
My first reaction is, well, that's fine because I use an Android phone. But then I realized, I also use the iPad and it's going to be on the iPad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's how your iPad is going to look. And I have to say, I think as bad as it is on the iPhone, that's just a small thing. Imagine a giant swatch of translucent candy floss on your iPad. I'm not going to like that.
I think that we have to, again, remember that this is not final.
They're not going to change it.
And that, yes, they are. Things are going to change.
Never going to change.
They will change.
And it will not be customizable. There'll be no switch. There'll be no theming. This is Apple we're talking about.
Yes. No, I understand that. You're going to have to get used to whatever it ends up being. Right. I'm just saying your initial reaction being negative does not necessarily mean that that's what you have to live with in a few months. The camera app, for example, is quite nice. They've got built-in filters, which is I have plenty of other camera apps that have their own filters. But you can easily take a photo within the camera app that is square.
Instagram. They put Instagram in the camera app.
Because
Instagram is the only app I know of that has a square aspect ratio.
Hipstamatic also.
Hipstamatic and some of the cameras does.
Yeah. I mean,
and they have Instagram-y filters?
I just find that, yeah, Instagram-y filters kind of. I think the whole thing is just a little bit nicer. You can easily swipe to take a pano photo.
Well, the good news is, of all the apps, the camera app is the one that you are allowed to use third-party apps. Camera Plus is a huge seller because people wanted better features.
Yep.
And so you won't be stuck. At least with the camera app, you won't be stuck.
No. But the stock camera app, if you do use
it
on your
iPad,
is... Yeah. And then the Photos app, absolutely, because it'll be grouped by events and dates.
Right.
Which is a lot more similar to how, if you take a lot of photos, it might look in iPhoto, for example, rather than just like a bunch of crazy pictures.
Yeah, it's like iPhoto, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess we'll still have iPhoto, but I think the new gallery is a big improvement. In fact, very impressive. I love those little thumbnails that you can slide along and you can see them pop up with the big one and
makes
find the picture you want. What a great way to do that.
And then finally,
on a Retina display because you have enough resolution. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's true. No, it's fine. Yeah. How do we all feel about iTunes Radio?
I'm excited. I think they downplayed that a little bit. It was just kind of an offhand mention. Oh, by the way.
Well, because it was a lot of us were like, I don't think we're going to hear about radio.
We only got 10 minutes to the end. Yeah.
Yeah. And they did. They slipped it in. And it wasn't like a big thing. It may not be a big thing because they may still have some agreements to tie up.
Maybe that's why they downplayed it.
Because they didn't talk about any particular music label specifically.
So it's kind of Pandora. It has all of your music in it because it's iTunes.
Right.
You do it within iTunes on the desktop, on Windows and Mac, as well as on iOS. But it has radio stations, so and curated playlists, curated radio stations, which I love that idea. The Zune Pass had that, and it's a wonderful idea. You know, imagine DJ Jazzy Jeff making a playlist for you. I think you would really like that.
I think so as well.
Yeah. So,
what
and that
he
would
up
become.
To, anyway?
I don't know.
Is he still doing
he was on that TV show, wasn't he?
Oh, that's a Fresh Prince. DJ Jazzy Jeff is.
No, but the DJ showed up.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I think so. With that was why it was cool, because it had Will Smith, Jaden, and his son doing Parents just Don't Understand. And then there's DJ Jazzy Jeff doing
it. What show are we talking about? Not Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
No, but it was a British TV show, the Gordon Mulcaster show.
You've
or something
gone
like that.
Off the rails.
You haven't seen
you
that?
Know
Graham
more
Norton.
About
it was the Graham
DJ
Norton
Jazz.
Show. And am I wrong? Did DJ Jazzy Jeff not show
no,
up?
No, I believe
you. I believe
you.
He did.
I believe you.
I believe
just,
he did.
I didn't see that show.
Oh, I can't. It was a viral video of the week last
two
week.
Two different shows. I don't.
It was a modern thing.
I don't pay attention to internet things.
So back to what we were talking about, the radio.
Yeah.
So I like it a lot. It is going to have ads in it, but little tiny short ads apparently, as well as
iAds.
It'll
be the iAd, yeah.
But there'll be audio ads too, I'm told. There'll be short audio ads. I've talked to somebody who'd heard them who said it's not annoying at all. You know, they're just quickies. Because, you know, in Pandora, sometimes you get, 20-second ads that are a little annoying. And best yet, if you already pay for iTunes Match, which is only $25 a year, has lots of other useful features, you'll get the ad-free version of it. So I think this is going to beat Pandora. I think this is a pretty good deal.
Brian, can you pull up the iTunes Radio from that page that we were looking at earlier? Yeah, I think that something that Apple... there you go. Nope, right on the left there. There you go.
It's hard to find. It's like one of like 30 features.
Yeah, well
instead
that,
of being a big
good.
New product
that's
from good. Apple, which I think it is.
I think that as an iTunes Match subscriber, I do pay $25 a year. It auto-renews for me every December. I'm excited about not having an ad experience. Right now, I do use Pandora. I don't plan to stop using Pandora, but I don't pay for Pandora One, which is their premier no-ad service.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I just suffer through ads about Target and Bart.
They're
and
annoying.
Like well, they are annoying, but that's
they
just...
They ruin the mood.
Hey, man, I pay for a lot of stuff. Pandora One just happens to not be one of them. I don't know why. And so I like the idea of iTunes
but you have
Radio
RDO,
being another option.
RDO Radio.
I do. That, so well, that's the thing. Is that there are music subscriptions I am paying for.
Right.
I believe in paying for music.
Right.
I just happen to use free Pandora. So it'll be interesting to see how they're different and what iTunes Radio will be able to give us that Pandora doesn't. Because as we've talked about, every once in a while, Pandora will throw me a curveball. Like I've got a radio station called Hip Hop Party Radio.
And you hear the Beatles in the middle of it.
Well, you know what I heard?
What?
Let's go to the hop.
No.
Let's go to
the
hop.
The Pandora is broken.
And I was
broken.
Like, something's broken.
That's
oh,
not
hip-hop.
Oh,
I see what's going
oh,
on.
Oh, hop.
The word hop.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be the music genome.
I didn't want to thumbs down because I kind of like that song, but it just wasn't in the right place.
I think you can, and Pandora doesn't explain this, but I would guess that the thumbs down only applies to that station. You might hear Let's Go to the Hop on your other station, your oldies station.
Right.
Anyway,
I guess so.
We shouldn't have to guess about all this stuff.
No.
And I do think that it certainly for a class of, and we said this on Monday during our coverage, for a class of people who doesn't buy additional stuff, doesn't download additional apps, a lot of iPhone users just use what's on the iPhone, they're suddenly going to get this great new feature. And I think that that's really, really great.
Absolutely.
I have to think, I'm starting to think, that this whole iOS 7 thing is really aimed more at that user than it is at the more sophisticated user. That it's aimed more at the person who doesn't download a lot of apps, who just wants to use what's on the phone. And they'll be happy. I think that they've added some features. But for people like me, and maybe for you too, the fact that they didn't change something that's as much that's been there since 2007, the grid of icons. They allowed it scrollability so you could have more in folders.
Yeah.
But still, you've got a static screen of icons for the most part. And I look at some of the, it's funny, when they show the screenshot on the Apple site, it's just the icons, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you look at anybody who uses the iPhone for length of time, instead of just those icons, there's folders on there with lots of little icons in there. Aren't there? Let me see your iPhone. Do you just have static icons in the front, or are there a bunch of folders on the front?
No way. Let's.
Yeah. Oops. Don't show that message.
Yeah, I've got music, maps, photos.
Yeah, see, there's a folder there.
Four folders. There's folders.
And that's
all over
more
the place.
Typical. And the reason you're doing that is because you're trying to get more functionality out of what is essentially a grid of icons. And I think that's the Apple shows the nice clean thing, but nobody uses it like that except. That's what I think they're aiming at, that class of users.
Some people do.
Your mom, my mom, who would just have the icons.
I know pro users, iPhone and iPad, who prefer to bury all folders on page 2 or farther. The front page is your favorite apps, period.
That's pretty much what I try to do.
But, I can't work that way. I have to have a photos folder.
Well, that's the problem.
Because
I have many favorite photos apps. Yeah. That's the problem, yeah.
So, I guess for us, my photos folder on both my iPad and iPhone has been full. There's only so many. So I actually kind of like the being able to have different pages.
I guess the question I'm asking is, are you, the home audience, and you, Sarah Lane, disappointed that Apple didn't do more to add functionality to Springboard to the desktop that you see? Maybe some more live icons. Maybe widgets Android.
No, I don't care about that because I'm used to the iOS experience.
And you're
so
happy
when
with
you
it.
Talk about, some of these other, Android experiences, to me, I'm like, don't they also have a page of icons? And I'm not familiar enough with the way I understand the Windows Phone experience or Surface Pro experience would be different, but I don't care about that so much. That's definitely not something that I feel is, holding me back. What I do think is nice is better multitasking. Multitasking sucked before on iOS, and it's certainly better now because you've got your actual your pages rather than just your icons, which you can flip through or swipe up to close.
WebOS style.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this a lot. This means now that more than just audio apps playing in the background can multitask. All your apps can truly multitask. Mm-hmm.
And update the background, Senator John McCain.
That's right. I love that. So we don't know yet. Maybe somebody who's downloaded the beta, I haven't played with it that much, can tell us. But I would presume that that's an option. To auto-update all the apps.
Yeah.
That you could not do that if you didn't want to. Because remember last week when we talked about it, a lot of our viewers said, wait a minute, there's an app, for instance, that I don't want to ever update because I like the way it used to be, and they screwed it up with the update.
Yeah.
So for those people, there should be an on-off switch. Go back to multitasking. This is something that Apple can do better than anybody else because Apple has very, very tight control over what apps do. On Android, multitasking is a nightmare because apps wake up the phone all the time and kill your battery. And so you have to really spend some time, if you're an Android user, making sure that your phone isn't being drained by apps like Facebook that are constantly getting updates. In fact, my recommendation is to go into Facebook and turn off auto updates, even on the iPhone. But because Apple controls the user, application interface to the operating system very tightly, it can say, you know what, we're going to let any app run in the background, but we're going to tightly control when they have access to the system to update themselves. And they called it coalesce all the wake-ups so that they don't that they happen in kind of chunks, and that's going to improve battery life considerably. So in a way, Apple's done multitasking right, and I think it was smart to wait until they could really do it right to make it available like that.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
You could always do, it looked like it was, I think people say, well, no, Leo, they've had multitasking for years. But all those apps, when you double tap your home button that are there, most of those are not running.
No, they're just.
They're just there.
It's just a shortcut.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
There's not much happening.
But I am glad they added the John McCain factor to.
I'm pretty excited. The cosmetic stuff. I'm not sold on. I'm sure I'll get used to it, but there are things I don't like about it. But as far as the new features, I'm excited about everything.
Right.
And there's more stuff that we didn't get.
Exactly. And more stuff that we don't even know about because this is 6 months or a few months anyway off.
Yeah.
And at some point, I'm sure they'll add more features and do a lot more. Yeah. Yeah.
If you're ever interested in any of the stuff that we talk about on any of these wonderful episodes of iPad Today, you can always go to twit.tv/IPT. That's where you can find all of our past episodes. We embed our video right there. You can subscribe to future episodes. It's really the easiest way to watch or listen. We have both video and audio feeds as well. Leo and I are, you know, we just... last week it was Fitstar. Remember that? Dumb Ways to Die.
I've been doing that. Have you? I
Music
love that.
Yeah, I saw that you added me as a friend on Fitstar.
I've been doing the workouts. I bought the lean workout. It's
Did
really
you?
Good.
It's
I didn't
well
know
done.
This, and I found out later that Ryan Vance, one of our friends, worked on this. That this is.
He's an advisor.
As an advisor.
The CEO is Mike Mazur, who comes from Digg.
Right.
Back
right.
in the day.
Yeah.
And then AOL for... after that. EA beforehand
yeah.
for years.
So it's a you know, Fitstar. There's a typo though. I want you to tell Ryan to fix the typo, but I'll talk about that later.
All right. Well, I will relay the message. Anyway, it was a very good show last week. So
fun.
You should watch it if you haven't already. And a quick reminder, if you are watching us on demand, thank you. Nice to see you. If you ever want to watch us live, we're on Thursdays.
I demand you watch us.
I demand it. If you're driving right now, well, don't look down at your iPad, but
actually,
you can always watch us on video later because we send secret messages throughout the show. You know, like how Superman was always in an episode of Seinfeld in the background somewhere? That's what we do on this show, and you wouldn't know it if you're only listening.
You are so foreshadowing my app cap.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't even do that on purpose.
You are so... I'll just give you one hint. If you want the stereo version of this show,
yeah.
So that means the video version. If you're watching streaming, the video version.
Yeah.
And you want to get headphones because later I'm going to show you an app cap. That has to do with the Man of Steel.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Yeah. And
let's
does some
turn back
very...
time. She's getting buried in the rocks.
That's the old Man of Steel.
That's the one I like the best. Because I'm like, you shouldn't be able to do that.
This is the reboot.
Yeah. 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific is when our show is live on Thursdays.
Just pop that stuff.
So hard to get a sentence out around you. Word in edgewise, not possible. So, Leo...
Oh, now you want me to talk.
Yeah. Now I give you the baton.
We should have a talking stick.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Here you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Talking pillow.
The talking pillow.
You may begin.
Okay, Sarah. I'd like to talk about go to meeting.
What's that, Leo?
Go to meeting.
Oh, that's...
It's the best way to meet online. You know, you still have to have meetings if you're in business. I wish we could get rid of meetings, but we got our staff meeting in a couple of hours. Meetings are a great way to break the log jam, to get all the parties together for creativity, for brainstorming, to get them communicating. But nowadays, with offices spread out all over the world, clients and colleagues on the move, it's kind of hard to get everybody in the same place unless you're using GoToMeeting. This is a real business tip. GoToMeeting makes very effective meetings possible. And I tell you, now that the summer's here, there couldn't be a better time to try GoToMeeting for 30 days. You don't want to be at work, but you don't have to stop working. Escape the office, stay connected, share ideas, solve problems. GoToMeeting with HD Faces means you're seeing your coworkers in crystal clear high-def video. You can do it, by the way, I love this. Of course, you can start the meeting from your desktop, Mac, or PC, but you can attend the meeting from an iPad, an iPhone, an Android device. You can even present. You can say, I'd like to show you something that's on your iPad. Present from your iPad. And you don't need a separate phone line to do this because GoToMeeting includes part of the package, voice over the internet. You can use a phone if you want. You get a phone bridge, but you can also... use your iPad speakers and headphones. I just plug in the headphones and use the built-in microphone, and man, it's amazing. Go to meeting. Turn on your webcam. See each other face-to-face. With the screen sharing, you're all on the same page, literally. Try it free for 30 days. Visit gotomeeting.com. Use the promo code iPad. Install it on your computer, then get the heck out of Dodge. Go on the road. Have some meetings. Have some fun. Go home early for the summer. We have a little giveaway. We're going to give you a chance to win an iPad Today webcam. How would you like that?
In fact.
This one here?
Yeah, it's right there.
Look at that.
Well, I mean, it might not be that specific one.
Hey,
with
Baba
Louie,
Saturday.
But it's an equivalent one. See, communicate right better with a webcam.
Right. So here's the deal.
It makes a big difference.
This is the usual way we do this. if you, by the way, did I give you the talking pillow or did you just kind of pretend?
Oh, shoot. I don't know the rules.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I like it when you interrupt me. Sorry. Please interrupt me. God only knows I want you to interrupt me. If you want to win
Leo,
this.
Did you hear?
Here's what you have
I'm
to
hungry.
Do.
Sorry. Okay.
Tweet your answer using the I didn't tell you what the question was.
What's the question?
Who would I like to meet with using GoToMeeting? Anyone famous, living or not, and why? You know, Louis Pester, because I need a shot. Whatever. No, that wouldn't be good.
But you just eat moldy cheese or something,
right?
That's antibiotics.
That he discovered the bacterial theory of medicine.
Oh.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. You could say whatever you like. The key is to put the hashtag iPadTodayWebcam and GoToMeeting. Two hashtags. Hashtag GoToMeeting. Hashtag, put them in either order. iPadTodayWebcam. We're going to use that to find your tweets. We're not going to judge your tweets. It can be really seriously. But we are going to do a random drawing of all the tweeters who do this before the end of the contest, which is Monday, June 17th at 11:59 a.m. Pacific.
Okay. But, like, put some effort into it because we will read the winning tweets.
Oh, that's a good point.
So, I mean, it's not...
You don't want to be humiliated
it is random,
on the air if
you
win.
But you will be humiliated if you say, like...
That's a very good point.
You know, abacadabba.
We'll announce the winner in a week on the June 20th episode of this program.
Excellent.
I have to say this. Contest open to U.S. residents only. For contest rules and regulations, visit inside.twit.tv. Thank you. And don't forget to try GoToMeeting today. So don't forget, tweet who you'd like to meet with in history, living or dead, and why. Hashtag GoToMeeting, hashtag iPadTodayWebcam. And good luck. And try GoToMeeting.
We got an email from a wonderful person who said, I've been wondering what to do about RSS with the imminent demise of Google Reader pending. I've just realized how useful lists are in Tweetbot and probably all other Twitter clients too for creating lists of the subjects and people that I follow. I seem to be able to create a clone of my reader experience. This is Reader, R-E-E-D-E-R is the RSS reader of his choice, with tweets generally pointing to the articles I would have seen normally in Reader. I know it's rudimentary in terms of knowledge, but I wondered if others might also have a basic grasp of Twitter, and this might be helpful to them if wondering about life post Google Reader. I think this is a good option. I mean, that's what Flipboard essentially does and makes a Twitter account.
And Feedly is making a lot of hay about how they're going to do an RSS feed.
Well, you know what's interesting, actually, that you mentioned Feedly is that Feedly's iOS app, as of just a few days ago, is now...
not using Reader anymore.
Yeah. The Android version and the web version are, but Feedly for iOS, so that's iPhone and iPad, has actually replicated the server, the Google Reader servers. So everything that was pulling from Google Reader is now pulling from Feedly's cloud.
Well, there's less than a month, right, before
Google
Reader goes offline.
But our emailer said that he used Reader, which is a great
R-E-E-D-E-R,
and Reader and Feedly have teamed up.
Oh, good.
So
Reader's using the Feedly server.
Yeah, well, they may not be yet, but that's
good news.
If all goes well, will happen seamlessly for you. So really, I think that using Twitter lists is a great idea, and it's just an interesting way to group news together and sources.
But there are people who really, really want a news reader.
Exactly.
So there are still ways to do
does
that.
Does not have to be dead at all.
Yeah. Feedly, and of course, Digg has said that they're going to do.
Feedly looks so nice. Yeah.
They're going to do a Google Reader compatible solution as well.
Feedly, I was playing around with it last night, and I thought, is there going to be anything about Feedly that feels different now that I'm using, you know, Feedly's servers rather than Google's? And no, it's awesome. I like Feedly a lot. It's not a design for everybody. Some people find it a little too colorful for an RSS experience, but I like it if I go.
You can really tell a lot about a person from that.
Really? You think?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's the
brown
thing.
Ooh, baby. Brown butter chocolate chip
These
cookies.
These are the sorts of things I like to read about.
God, just press your categories again. I just want to go through that list real quickly. There's, in order, cooking, design, fashion and beauty, French, good readings, San Francisco, tech, and Twit.
Excuse me, alphabetical.
Oh, it's alphabetical.
Alphabetical. Okay. Now be quiet. Let's go back to the cookies.
This is what you eat before you go to bed. That looks good.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Peanut butter, what is that? So this is actually what's nice about Feely, though. You might say, it's a little too flipboard. I don't like readers that look like that. Here I am.
You don't have to have pages. It like
no,
that.
No. You actually got, you can go really, really simple and make it a list that's just your feeds. I like Feedly more and more. I think that they've really done a good job with giving you a lot of different options for how you want to look at your charred Mexican zucchini.
That's good.
And the like.
That's good.
Or the carrot orange ginger bourbon cocktail. Where's an intern when you need him?
Carrot orange ginger bourbon. That's a lot of stuff
it's
in one
so
drink.
Good for you. And it'll also ease the pain. It's the perfect drink in the world. So that's Feedly, and it looks great. So, you know, congrats to that team. And I'm excited for the Dig Reader as well.
Yes.
Which they say, I believe, will absolutely be done by the end of June.
I don't even think they've given themselves the
dead Google Reader deadline. I think it's before that.
Yeah, if you are a Google Reader user, now would be a very good time to go to your Google Reader and export your list of sources, because you know you're going to want to save that, and then you know you can at least save it as a file. It's not a very big file,
right? Just in case the switch.
Just
over.
In case. Yeah. Well, and maybe you don't know where you're going to go. Mm-hmm. A number of people are talking about Bazqux, BAZQUX.com, another server that's going to take over for Google Reader. You might try all three of them. You might say I like this one better, mm-hmm. but you got to start with that Google Reader list of stuff.
We've got a little question. This is actually an audio question. We're going to put it in the Ask Leo category because you're really good at this answer. About recording podcasts from the road.
Hey, Sarah and Leo. This is Craig from Birmingham. I travel nearly every week for work and also plan to start a podcast. What apps and hardware would you recommend for me? So what I'm looking to do is record a podcast while on the road with my iPad using Skype. Love the show. Thanks. Bye.
Well, he just said what he's going to use. So there's not. That's it. The iPad, Skype. You want an iPad microphone. The iMic is a very good microphone for the iPad, especially if you have a 30-pin iPad, because it's the only microphone I know that will do digital. So that's a big deal.
And they don't have a 8-pin connector version yet?
That I don't know. Let me go see if they do, because that's what I use. It's the IMIC. No, that's not the name of it. I'm sorry. That's from Griffin. What is the name of that mic now? I've forgotten. Shoot. The other thing I would suggest is a Zoom H2 recorder, which is a handy portable recorder with two mics pointed in opposite directions. So you can use it for stereo recording. I could interview somebody like this.
Uh-huh.
Now, you say you're using Skype, and I'm not sure. You didn't give me enough information to know what your content is. If you're traveling around and you want to interview people as you travel, the Zoom is great. And it records on an SD card. You can then pop it into a Mac or get the card reader for the iPad. Do the editing. GarageBand is good, but we've shown a number of good editing programs. And I should recommend there was one. Boss Jock, which is a lot of fun for making podcasts. You can put your audio into Boss Jock and then add things like your opening theme, your closing theme, advertisements and stuff like that. So there's a number of good podcasting apps. Yeah, there's Boss Jock. Boss Jock Studio for making podcasts. That's the iPhone version, but that's a really handy thing to have. I'm going to find the name of that. MIC, that's right.
MI Big C?
Yeah, it's kind of a generic name. It's by Apogee, Apogee. And I use it. It's as far as I know, the only, you know, there's plenty of analog mics that will go into, there it is, that will go into the iPad. But if you want good quality recording on the iPad, you want a mic that will interface digitally. And the iMic is that. It can be used as a USB mic, but you see it has also a 30-pin cable that can go into an iPad or go into a iPhone. That's the USB adapter that goes directly into a computer. It's a little pricey, but a good microphone is pricey, $200.
It makes a big difference.
This is a really excellent microphone.
Yeah, I mean, the microphone, particularly if you're just doing audio.
Well, even if you're doing Skype.
I kind of imagined him, like, on the road.
Yeah, doing that's stuff. The thing. So he didn't tell exactly, us what he wants to do.
Yeah.
But if you're using Skype, even then, at least your audio will be good if you use the iMic and put in headphones. Mm-hmm. What I strongly recommend you not do is use the iPhone microphone headphone combination on your iPad. It just will not sound very good.
No.
It works.
Yeah.
But it will not sound
very good. Yeah, I mean, it's a difference. Any guest that we have regularly on Twitch, we send them a nice mic and say, we're going to be off headphones because it's subpar.
So MIC, lowercase I, from Apogee, $200, but that's the best. Now, I don't know if they have a Lightning connector yet. They ought to, but I don't think they do. But if you have a 30-pin connector, that's really good. I guess Blue is making one as well, bluemic.com/sparkdigital. I have not tried that one, but Toronto Mario says that they are making one now.
Check out MIC.
Blue makes good
See
mics.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you. M-O-U-S. Now we're going to get pulled by Disney.
Sorry. Hey, the Kindle app got a little bit better.
Did it?
Yeah, it did. So there are a few cool things that the Kindle app makes reading better for us. They have a variety of line spacing. So if you're like, hey, I don't know, those words all seem too crushed together type of thing, you've got some line spacing options. You have multiple highlight options, so you can highlight various areas on a page if you like to annotate your books. You can also sync your starred notes between devices.
I've always loved this, where you could see who highlighted this book, like, this is a very big paragraph. A lot of people have highlighted
it. It's like what they do on SoundCloud, but for Kindle books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can change. Oh, yeah, there it is. Now, line spacing from tight to loose, if that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Two columns or one. That's nice. On an iPad, especially, because you have a little bit wider.
Exactly.
I always use this sepia background. I just find that's a little easier on the eyes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And you can say how wide the margins are. That's nice.
Yeah. You know, my mom, I was asking her if she had started watching Game of Thrones yet, and she said, no, I'm in the middle of reading this book I love so much, and gosh, I love reading on my iPad. And I said, wow. Really? Because I don't know. I was sort of impressed. Like, I thought that you wouldn't want to read a book on your iPad. And she said, you know what it took? The first time I tried it, I went, oh, God, I hate this. And she said, you know what it was? I just hated the book. You just got to get a book you like, and then
book.
It's fine.
That will help.
You just want to be
I'm
reading.
I'm thinking you're right on there with that one.
First she's like, it's the medium. I hate it. And
right.
It's like, nah, actually it was the message. The message was the problem.
Interesting.
So yeah, maybe if you've tried out the Kindle app, or obviously there are a variety of different ways to read books on your iPad, and you've been like, this isn't for me, you might want to give it another try.
I'm a big fan.
I do a lot of reading on my iPad, I know it can be done. Even long form. So yeah, the Kindle.
Has she read 50 Shades of Grey? Because I think that she might like that.
Come on.
I'm sorry. That's rude.
It's not rude. Apparently it's,
very popular.
Very popular book. People mm-hmm. seem to like it. It's titillating for people of all ages. So that's all I have to say about that. Bump Pay also got an update. In fact, Bump has been an app that it's basically the Bump technology has been around forever. In fact, it was one of the first iPhone apps that
you'd
was
share
available.
Contacts, and then you could share photos
share
and other
contacts,
files.
Contacts, photos, yeah.
And now you can share money.
You can share money via PayPal. In fact, it's only via PayPal, eBay. But it now is a native app on the iPad. Wasn't before. It was an iPhone app that you could run, but it's been updated to be native for the iPad. And what I do is I sign into my PayPal account. You have a PayPal account.
Mm-hmm.
You send
me PayPal.
I bump your device.
Okay. Because you showed us another app that you use with your friends that did kind of this third-party escrow. It would
Venmo.
Hold the money. What was it? Venmo?
Venmo.
Yeah. Do you like this better? This is more direct.
You know, I honestly don't personally need to bump my iPad to your iPad to send you money.
Right.
And in fact, Apple, we didn't even talk about this earlier in the show.
They announced this capability without bumping.
Yes. In fact, they specifically said no need to bump anymore if you want to be able to wirelessly transfer money. But I still think the technology is cool, and I know people use it.
Yeah.
So if this was an iPad app that you were kind of like, hey, I wish there was an iPad app, there is now. So cool. I say, like, Leo should get $50.
I do like Venmo, though.
And then you go ahead and bump the devices, and as long as we both have the app,
cool,
it works out well.
And PayPal.
I like Venmo.
Is PayPal the only pay
It is, at least right now. Okay. Yeah, it's PayPal or it's nothing. But it's completely free if you have your PayPal account. I mean, this works with PayPal, not just with Bump. PayPal account tied to a checking account, you know, that has a bank routing number.
Yeah, they want you to do that.
The transfer is completely free.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you get charged if you use a credit card.
Right.
In fact, why do people ever use credit cards?
Because it costs you 5% every time or whatever, 2.5%. I can't remember what the PayPal VIG is.
But I thought... Well, anyway, that's a whole nother financial question for another time. But yeah, Bump Pay is totally free. You can go to bu.mp is the website. And Bump actually has awesome technology. They do a lot of other stuff besides money transfer. And it's kind of neat, you know. Maybe it's a little bit of legacy technology of bumping phones. Or maybe it's very Samsung-y of us, but...
Samsung doesn't even need to bump anymore.
No. But that was that funny commercial.
Right.
You know?
She bumped in the movie.
Yeah, and he goes,
watch this later.
Men and women do not talk like that when they're married with kids.
Never happens to me.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't think it's very unrealistic.
Watch this later when you're alone.
Ew, you're a mom. Stop it. So we got some feedback from episode 152. That was last week from Philina. Thank you, Philina, for phonetically. She wanted to make sure I got her name right. She said, last week during episode 152, somebody wrote to you about creating Evernote notebooks for that person who had the question about keeping track of their pets. Yeah, but that Evernote notebooks would work really well. Philina said, I thought that was a good idea. Leo mentioned you could have forms that you needed related to pet care or the like in Evernote. She says a website called Custom Note, that's custom with a K, allows you to create note forms or templates specifically for Evernote. It's free. It's in the Evernote trunk. And yeah, once you build something, it's something that you can use over and over.
That's neat. I did not know about that. Thank you, Philina.
Yeah, me either. I had never heard of it.
And it has smart fields.
Yeah.
That's great.
She says one way to use it is to create a note template form related to pet care or, again, whatever. Tell Custom Note to save it in a template notebook, copy the template, paste it into the new note. She says, I've used this for other types of notes and it works great.
You could even have buttons.
Yeah.
This is great.
I know. It's like
custom with a K note.
Yeah. Custom note. Custom note.
There's no charge?
No.
Wow.
Neat, huh?
Wowie zowie. Look at that.
I know. You can get really robust if you want to. It's like an Evernote Pro.
FileMaker. Remember FileMaker? Where you design forms. It was a great database app for Macintosh and iPad and iPhone. They have Bento for the iPad.
Well, that's the neat thing about the Evernote API is it's really flexible. Evernote can be like, yeah, I clip notes here and there on the internet. It's kind of how I use it. Or you can go kind of pro and make it really robust because it can be an extremely helpful tool. Which is how a lot of other people use it. Use it too.
I'm going to sign up for Custom Note.
Well, I think you should, and I think you should start making forms and keeping track of all of us.
I should.
Yes, you won't.
I'm
going to
make you. I'm going to make you all punch time cards from now on. On my Evernote. Are you here? Tap that. Wouldn't that be great?
We'll have to bump. Like, can't do it virtually.
Oh,
gotta bump.
Because otherwise, somebody else could tap it for you.
Right. Yeah. Like that episode of Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
Or Dawn.
Boy, Dawn, D-A-W-N.
Dawn, the Lady Dawn.
Got in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Dawn.
Poor Dawn. But she's okay now.
She's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our show today.
Just a little inside baseball.
Sarah and I get together once a week, and the only thing we talk about is our shows.
Right.
Our stories.
And there's a little iPad stuff peppered in.
Yeah. It's about our stories.
About our stories.
99 Designs. That's what this one's about. It is a great site for bringing designers and people who need graphics work together. It is the world's largest online graphics design marketplace. Actually, if you go to 99designs.com/iPad today, we've got a special deal waiting for you. There are over 200,000, I think the last count, something like 231,000, I think it was 394 designers are there.
Something like that.
It's amazing.
Something around amazing. That number.
And what happens is you go on 99designs and you say, if you scroll down a little bit, Brian, we'll see how many people are currently asking for a little more lower. Because they show live stats. Right now, 1,922, they call them contests open. That is 1,922 folks who are saying to designers, I need some design. 220,000 total. This month alone, 99designs has paid designers $1.8 million. So there's a real good reason for a designer to go there. Look at what contests are open, how much the people are willing to pay for a design. Put a spec design up. Work with the person. You get chosen, you get the job. And it's a great way for somebody like me who has no taste to find really great designers. It's how we did our TWIT t-shirt. That was only $199. That's where apparel design starts. Logo design starts at
99 design.
Hello. Apparel design, logo design starts at $299. Web design, $599. Digital marketing and collateral like landing pages, Facebook cover design, start at $199. This is a great deal. If you go to 99designs.com/iPad today, this is going to get even better because you get a $99 power pack of services absolutely free. That gives you more designer time and attention because 99designs will bold, highlight, and feature your design product in their marketplace. So you get nearly twice as many designs. You can also call 800-513-1678. That's a special number. 800-513-1678, or if you want to do it online, 99designs.com/iPad today. You get a free $99 power pack when you do that. I have to say, I just really think they've done a great job. It's a great way to see a lot of different designs. Pick the one that makes sense to you. The designers get work, and you get great designs. 99designs.com/iPad today. We thank them for their support of iPad today.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Hey, so it's time for some viewer feedback.
Yeah,
That's when we read your emails.
Wah, wah, wah.
And the like. Mm-hmm. Got a email from somebody. Gosh, I've really got a problem sometimes not giving you guys credit. So somebody, thank you. He or she says, the Dumb Ways to Die app, which was your app cap last week, that everybody thought was very funny.
Wow, was that fun. I can't stop playing it. All week I've been playing that.
Wait a second. What's with you guys? Don't you know your memes? It's based on a really hilarious YouTube video that's even funnier than the app itself.
I didn't know that. Let's see it.
I didn't either.
This is a YouTube video.
Set fire to your hair.
Oh, it's exactly the game.
Poke a stick at a grizzly bear.
It's even got the same little peoples in it.
It's out of date. Use your private.
So this wasn't an ad for the game. This came before the game?
Yes. The game was created from a successful YouTube video.
That's hysterical. I did not know that.
I didn't either.
This is actually, I'm told, an ad from Australia made by the Australian Train Safety Commission.
Really?
To say don't walk in front of moving trains.
Well, but there we are.
And this is the video. By the way, you get this video. Somebody told me that you get this video in the game if you get to a certain level.
Yes, I heard that too. It's like a little thing you
Somebody was saying, have you unlocked the video? And I said, no. And they said, oh, keep playing. That's hysterical.
I like the song. I mean.
So this isn't really a viral video. This is a PSA, a public service announcement.
Now
don't walk in front of trains.
You got lobsters on your legs. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ow.
Oh.
Take your helmet off in outer space. Dry your ass, a hiding place.
So cute. Anyway.
It's really cute. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So if you're like, I want to play this forever, we'll put the link in our show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you play the game, which is free.
Yeah.
I wonder if the game is from the Australian Train Safety Commission. It's just another way of. Because you do, if you do it right, you don't get hit by a train. The train goes, but you didn't get
right.
hit by it.
Well, let's look and see who.
It does beg the question, Richard.
Well, it's dumbwaystodie.com.
Yeah.
So
I bet you it's the same group.
Right.
Richard Yass says, why is it that people in Australia need to be told not to walk in front of trains? And that's an interesting question. I don't know.
I don't think it's so much that they think that that's okay. It's that they're not paying attention.
They're playing with their phones.
If you're not paying attention and you use the toilet as a hiding place,
it's from Metro Trains Melbourne. And you know, it is a problem because those trains, they're moving fast, and when they hit you, it can really hurt. So,
hey, you know,
please, kids.
I welcome a world where we don't hear about people being hit by trains, but we're not in that world yet.
Yeah,
so.
It slows the commute down, too. That's bad.
Well, sure.
You're making people late for work.
And gosh. That is what happens.
Don't
it always
do
ends
it.
Up being about us, doesn't it? Yeah. Got another email from Sharon who says, do you have any recommendations for karaoke apps for the iPad? Because I have an office party coming up at the end of June.
What a good idea.
And I've been tasked with finding a good iPad app for us to use for this purpose. I hope you're also spiking the punch if it's an office karaoke party.
Karaoke's no good if people are sober. Well, is what you're saying.
If it's the office, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what kind of place you work at. But.
Do you sing karaoke? I can just see you doing that.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of music do you do that, whatever, the Postal Service stuff?
No, that's not good karaoke songs.
Blitzenkrieg?
Blitzen Trapper?
What do you do?
No, I do stupid stuff. Like, usually, like, bad songs from the 80s. Because
when
everybody
knows... When a man loves a woman.
No. That's way before the 80s.
Oh.
Unless you do the Michael Bolton version.
Oh, you do the
80s. Who would?
The 80s. Well, girls just want to have fun.
I wouldn't do that.
Oh, good.
That's a Marina Girl thing to do.
Okay.
Is
there an app? Because I want to do this now.
Well, you know, I thought that you had karaoke apps.
I have never done karaoke. I did once, many years ago. I sang Aretha Franklin's You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. And I was so roundly booed, I've never done it again.
I wonder if it was your choice in music. I just wonder.
Could be.
I've got Voice Jam on my iPad, but that's not really a karaoke
chat room
app.
Help us here. This is where the chat room is so handy.
Exactly.
What is the best karaoke app for the iPad?
I just wanna. I mean, this is, I guess you could...
Is it recording you?
It was.
Wasn't there, wait a minute, there was a Glee karaoke app. That was a lot of fun. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That's a free app. If you're a Glee fan, you'll like that. It's a bunch of Glee songs. You get to sing along with the Glee group.
Voice Jam, that's not quite right, though. That's more about, like, layering your voice and making cool stuff.
We're not getting any good solutions. I guess the only one I know of is the Glee app, which is a karaoke app that you get to sing along with the Glee cast. And that one's quite fun. It's from Smule, and they do such great music apps. That would certainly be a good choice.
I really thought that you had karaoke apps. Why did I think that? Am I just
Did you send me
up?
A memo? There it is, Glee Karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
You know, scroll down and see what other apps people bought who bought Glee Karaoke. You might get some other choices.
You know what it was?
There you go.
This was the app. You showed it off,
I think. It's probably one of my app caps.
It may have been, and we sang together.
We did, and that's why you thought I knew. It's a good app. It's a good karaoke app. It's just very limited. It's a very limited choice. Is doing Rock Band karaoke, I don't think that counts.
No. Well, I mean, sort of.
Is there a voice app, The Voice?
I don't know.
Named after the TV show, the same name?
Sing by Smule. Apparently Smule.
Smule is a very good music software.
I really hate that name. I
know.
They did one of the
earliest iPhone apps where you played, like, into the phone and it would play pipes. Remember that?
Oh, so this is the little, it's like a little voice app.
Well, that looks like exactly what you're looking for.
Exactly. Sing Karaoke is probably your best bet. Look at this. It's got 4.5 stars, 1,100 votes. It's free.
Is that Sing or Song?
That's Sing. Sing with an
that's
exclamation
by Smule.
Point. That's by Smule.
You know, if it's Smule, it's got to be good. With a name like Smule,
and look, they use
it's got to be good.
And they use Call Me Maybe as their...
Oh, let's try it. Come on, let's do it. Download it.
I heard Burke sort of like groan, like, oh, gosh.
What? You don't like Carly Rae Jepsen?
I've sung Call Me Maybe at karaoke before, and I probably wouldn't do it again, but it was a timely
God,
song.
God, I'd love to see that.
Timely
Is there a video
song.
Anywhere of that? Because that really belongs on the internet.
There are a few photos.
I think that would absolutely become a viral video.
Yeah, so you know how with karaoke, sometimes it's like all the wannabe Britneys in us. You know, you kind of go crazy and you start turning into a... Like,
Dumb Way to Die on Stage. That would be a really good app. I would like that.
Get up at the mic and your head explodes.
I'm installing Sing Karaoke.
I think thing is probably...
I think this, if it's Smule, it's going to be good. It does have in-app purchases, which is not unusual. That means,
it'll
you
give
know,
you a,
you'll get a few songs, but
for
more,
free,
more
and then,
songs.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Hey, karaoke should never be free, or people would do it too much.
It's really probably it's very true.
You know, you got to have a barrier to entry, or so, everybody's a pop superstar.
You can get, for $7.99, a VIP all-access pass. Call Me Maybe's 99 cents. Rolling in the Deep. That's a fun one with Adele.
Oh, yeah.
99
yeah.
cents.
Yeah, let's all try to sing like Adele. That'll go over
it
well.
It never stops anybody else. You can get a subscription. Here's one, Before He Cheats. I think that's a good one. I Won't Give Up. Love You Like a Love Song, Billionaire. Why don't they have more?
I love you.
Oh,
like
Super
a
Bass.
Love song,
I want to do that.
Baby.
I want to do Super Bass.
Super Bass?
Yeah.
Really?
Is that the one that goes boom, boom, boom?
No. Oh. Super Bass is Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. Yeah, I love her.
No.
Love her.
That's a terrible song.
She's my inspiration for how I'm going to design iOS 7. You know.
Too late. Johnny got to her first. We got another voicemail, and this is just, you know what, we were talking about regional dialects last week.
We were indeed, because you accused me of having a regional dialect.
Well, you said apricot, and I was like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Don't be weird. No one says things like that.
Almond? Apricot?
Almond?
Orange.
Or
my mouth doesn't go that way.
Orange, like Oregon.
Orange.
You're so strange. You also said a soda in Rhode Island is called a cabinet.
Actually, that's a milkshake. I've been corrected.
I don't like that either. Anyway, Matt actually called us, and he had a little feedback.
Let's hear.
Hi, Leo and Sarah. This is Matt from Seattle. Just wanted to say that as someone who was born and raised in North Carolina, I about fell out of my chair when Leo referenced a do-rag. I didn't realize anyone north of the Mason-Dixon line knew what that was.
Oh, yeah.
Also, as a side note, Leo and Sarah is the same height as my grandmother.
How does he even know what height you are?
How do you know? Yeah.
What height are you? Five? I'm going to guess.
How are you bringing your poor grandmother?
I'm guessing you're 5'2".
That's right.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. You're the same. You're actually...
And I might be rounding up a tiny,
an inch
bit
taller than my mom.
Well,
who says she's a legal dwarf, but I don't think that's right.
She's also a grandmother, so I guess I'm just, you know, nowhere to go but down from here. Own grandma shrunk about a foot.
You do get shorter, don't you, as you get older?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And your nose, but it's funny, because you get shorter, but your nose gets longer.
Well...
Eventually, they meet in the middle.
Unless you do something about that.
You could do something about that.
Wear lifts and...
Or a do-rag.
Go under the knife. Yeah, wear a do-rag on your face.
Yeah.
My dad says
you knew
do-rag,
too. You knew do-rag, yeah.
It's not something that the kids are saying, but I know
not anymore.
What they mean.
Yeah, it's a rag you
it's
put on your for your
people,
hairdo.
Old people like you and Matt and my dad say things like that. It's what Brett Michaels wears, a do-rag. Yeah. Okay, on to something that's more about iPads. We got another voicemail. A lot of voicemails this week. Thanks to everybody who called in. Nathan and Coletta have a little bit of a dirty question for us.
Hi, Leo and Sarah.
This is Nathan.
And Coletta.
From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
We've been married for about 4 years and finally have a garden.
We are pretty tech savvy, but may not have the greenest thumbs.
We were wondering if gardening might be a great theme for iPad today.
We would love to hear your
That's
suggestions
a good idea.
About how we might merge our love for our iPads with our gardens.
Thanks. We look forward to hearing from you.
Love that. Boy, don't you think they have a cute answering machine message, too?
Oh, my gosh. You guys should send in a picture, please, because I think I know what you look like, and I think you're, like, really cute. It's well scrubbed.
You would think gardening would be a great topic for the iPad, except for getting dirt on it.
Well, I feel like... Gosh, I mean, we've sort of covered...
Not gardening. Eating.
Botany here and there.
Do you garden at all?
No, I don't have
neither.
I don't have a patch of land.
I have land and I still don't garden.
But you know, I mean, a lot of people do gardening.
I think it's a great subject.
It's meditative, I think, for a lot of people in the way that cooking is, and so there are certainly a lot of apps that. I don't know. Let's make it our theme next week. Are we prepared to garden next week?
I'm ready to do it.
Okay. That's what we're doing. You heard it here. It's kind of weird, but that's what we're doing. And actually, in my app cap in a few minutes, I have an app that it's not a gardening app, but it's is some gardening elements for people who live in urban areas like me who don't actually have a parcel of land to garden on. But,
okay, what do you want to sing?
From scratch.
You want to sing Rolling in the Deep, I guess. Now, these are people. What's fun is these are people. What Smule does is you can listen to other people doing it, right?
Well, how does that help me? It just makes me feel bad about myself.
Yeah, because she's pretty good, isn't she?
Yeah, she's really good.
Well, you want to sing along? Oh, I got to buy an all-access pass.
Or why don't you just play one of the free ones?
But let's see if there are free ones here. What is... all right, let's try. It looks like they want me to pay money. All right, I'm going to pause this. Looks like all-access pass, unlimited access to 1,000 songs, including VIP songs for $2.99 a week.
Well,
or you can get $39.99. If you knew you were going to do a lot of this, I have 10 credits. I could do it once. Or you can join someone's song. So you can karaoke with people on the interwebs. That's kind of amazing.
Oh, you get to play the song once. You get to do the song once.
Should we do one song? All right, let's do it.
God.
I'm going to solo.
Good.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I think I can.
This is good.
3, 2.
Pick the most annoying song.
Ba 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 ba.
You went to school to learn.
Girl, thanks. Never. I don't know this song. This is why I don't do karaoke. This is pressure. The pressure is intense. By the way, it's putting echo on my voice, isn't it? A, B, C. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. As simple as
You're way ahead.
Oh.
As simple as A-B-C.
A-B-C. 1, 2, 3. A-B-C.
Stop this right now. This is the app that Sharon is gonna.
This is perfect for your office.
Party.
Perfect.
Spike the bunch.
Perfect.
Spike the bunch. So everyone has fun.
I think this is perfect. Now you're gonna want to buy a subscription, but you could just get a week.
Are ya? No, we don't need to hear that.
You want to hear
again.
Other people singing this?
I hate this song.
Oh, I picked a bad song. You want
so
to do
it? Bad. I'm sorry, everybody. I like solo Michael better than I like Jackson 5.
It is pretty. It's pretty bad to pick a song where it's all in falsetto because that's a hard thing to do. All American Girl, Carrie Underwood. That's a perfect one for you.
I don't know that song.
Amazing Grace.
Ugh. God.
There's a lot of Christmas music in here.
Oh, thank you.
Backstreet Boys, As Long As You Love Me. Automatic by Nicki Minaj.
Away in a Manger? How is Away in a Manger just kind of in there?
Oh, Baby by Justin Bieber.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Now, you can join someone else's song. So that's free. It's always free to join somebody else. So look at these are all people singing right now.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Worldwide? All right.
So, like, they chose a duet. And so it's not live. So... Watch. So we're going to hear his version.
Okay.
And then my part is in blue.
Oh. Oh, so you...
Dude, you suck. You really suck.
You know you love me. You know I care. Just showing up.
So you can karaoke in the privacy of your own home.
You are my heart, and we will never, ever, ever be apart.
Are we in order? Girl, quit playing. We're just friends. What are you saying?
Said that there's another, and looked right in my eyes. My first love broke my heart for the first time.
And I was like, baby, baby, baby.
Oh, like baby.
This feels weird.
Okay. We don't know him. We're singing with him.
That was fun.
In public.
Yeah. On the
internet. I don't think I'll save that
one. Gosh, what's next?
It's alphabetically first.
Sure. ABC.
Yeah.
And then baby. Oh, that was fun.
That's Sing by Smule. That is definitely
that's the best
karaoke app in the world.
That's your app. This actually is something that I would do at home by myself and have a great time.
Totally. Because nobody can hear you.
You play it back and you're like, gosh, I really should not sing that song in front of other people. And then you kind of figure out what your signature song is.
Exactly.
We want to hear from you. We love your voicemails. We love your videos. We love your emails. It's just, It's a delight. That's just what it is. You can write us at iPad Today at twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. Just leave us a voicemail. Try to keep it to 30 seconds or less. If you send us a video, upload it somewhere, send us the link. You could talk about something we've covered, maybe a new app that you'd like to show off, or really anything. And thanks to everybody who helps us make our show each week.
Yes, thanks to Shutterstock. You can now show the Shutterstock website
for helping us.
You know, yesterday we had a great guy on a triangulation named Jason Silva, who does these amazing kind of word jazz conversations that he records on YouTube. It's actually youtube.com/shotsofawe. And they're just great, talking about the future and how wonderful the world is. And, of course, they have some beautiful video with it. He told me, yeah, we get a lot of it from Shutterstock. So we talk about Shutterstock photos. It's a great place to get high-quality stock photos. 1 million of the best royalty-free stock photos. But they also have a total of 26 million photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips. So this is a great tool for you if you're a video maker. There's a lot of karaoke in there. They've got a great search tool, too. So if you're an app maker, this would be great. If you're a blogger, anybody who needs images for a website, a publication, an advertisement, a video, any kind of project, there's everything you'd want here. One low rate for royalty-free. Use it in all kinds of content. 10,000 new images every day, so you want to check back. They have the most gorgeous iPad app. I have to say, the iPad app, perhaps, it doesn't even look like they're selling anything. It looks like just this great, beautiful photo app. That's probably why they won a Webby Award. But it is a great way to get some inspiration, too, because if you go to the Shutterstock site and do searches for things you're interested in or launch a look, life's a beach. This is inspiring. Look at all these amazing Shutterstock images. Once you've set up an account, you can save these images out to your light table and then have access to it, light box, I guess, anytime you want, which is great. Great for storing images for your future reference or sharing them with a colleague so that you can share inspiration. They have a wonderful picker, too, that lets you choose by color. So you can match your palette and so forth. I just love Shutterstock. We've got a really good deal for you. I have the 25 image a day subscription. That's the standard subscription. You can choose individual image packs or buy a subscription, but whatever you buy, your first purchase is 30% off if you use our offer code iPadToday6. Great search tools, shareable light boxes, an award-winning iPad app, great prices. And they're truly global. All over the world, there's a Shutterstock office in a country near you speaking your language too. Shutterstock.com. When you buy iPad Today and the number 6 for the month of June, okay? IPADTODAY and the number 6 for the offer code to save 30%. What a deal. Shutterstock. By the way, the iPad app is free. It's free to create an account if you want to take a look. Shutterstock.com. It is time for our app caps.
It's app cap war time with Leo and Sarah.
We put beautiful hats on.
We do. Some of the world's best.
The best hats really. In the world acknowledge,
no,
really.
No, hold on. This is new for you. What me worry? Completely
it's a Mad Magazine hat. Scott Canaster brought it to me.
I love it. Is it supposed to sit up top like that?
Only if your head's big.
You have to be really careful not to,
it's
lean
not gonna fall
or
off.
Anything.
I kind of look like Akbar and Jeff a little bit, but it's good. I like it. This is thank you, Scott Canaster, for this. This is a collectible.
Yeah. If you did I whip my head back and forth.
ABC, 1, 2, 3, do re mi.
Meanwhile, I will be eating a bowl of Lucky Charms for my app.
You do look a little Irish there. Faith and Begara. I tell you.
Lucky Irish.
What are you showing us for the beautiful app cap today?
This is actually One King's Lane, which is basically a shopping destination because I have a problem.
I'm going to laugh so hard right now.
Why?
Because I looked at this and I said, this is for Sarah.
I
thought she would love this. Yeah.
I do.
It's so funny.
So One King's Lane is actually...
not for me, by the way, for Sarah.
Well, it's...
I'm not going to buy a deck chair.
Well, but you might buy other things.
Actually,
I
just did buy outdoor furniture.
It's not just girly stuff. A lot of this is hard to find. Often, I mentioned vintage at the top of the show.
They
kind
don't
kind of antique.
Oh, it's
stuff.
Not just store bought stuff. It's like, I mean,
Well, it's all stuff. It's not
but some
virtual.
Of it's older looking.
Yeah, some of it is absolutely like, okay, let's, you know, I talked about venture stuff, like,
oh,
here are like
nice.
Pairs of things.
Loving cups.
Yeah, you've got like interesting, you know, sconces or maybe a couple of chairs.
But everything's for sale here, right?
Everything's for sale, and it's a real eclectic mix of.
So are they curating? Products. This isn't like a catalog called One King's Lane.
Well, it is, but it's an internet catalog.
Right.
I mean, this is a website, onekingslane.com, but their iPad app is brand new. And it's just, I don't know, it's kind of the best way to browse through this stuff. So I'm looking at...
It's just like Fab.
It kind of is, but Fab is less about stuff for your home.
Right.
Fab can be clothing or, you know, variety of stuff.
It's a hot category right now, is these curated collections.
It really
stuff.
Is.
And this is all home stuff.
Yeah. Okay. And I, you know, some of you are just like, I don't online shop. And so I say... I feel sorry for you. But if you do want to, like, for example, some of this is, you know, it's a little bit like, ooh, accessorize with summery style by bringing in the beach. That might be a little like, it's kind of specific.
Oh, that's neat, though. Nautical. Look at that.
Yeah, you got
for your
like
summer house.
Fishbowl. Yeah, for your summer house. Or one of your extra houses.
Your beach house, yeah.
I actually was getting a kick out of some of this artwork. There's this guy who went down to the salt flats in Bolivia and took these really weird pictures.
Tormented llamas, apparently.
Well, I don't think the llama's actually there. I think that's a little bit of a Photoshop thing, but I can go ahead and, like, select my size. And
that'd be a fun picture, actually,
I kind of liked it. Yeah, and, like, this is the sort of thing that someone would walk into my house and go, where did you get that?
Yes,
and
I must say, know.
I'm not telling you, and it would be my little secret. So some of this stuff is kind of fantastic and weird. And if you're actually into, if you're maybe remodeling a room or a house or something, some of this stuff is not unlike what you might find at what's that place where people, Home Depot?
Mm-hmm.
Home Depot?
Yes.
Is that where you
where people
build
go
things?
To shop for home
where you
stuff?
Buy saws.
I've heard
like
they
that.
Go to places like that. Yeah.
Well, I've never
home
owned anything, so
Depot,
how would I know anything about
Orchard
that?
Orchard Supply.
I painted a room
hardware.
Once. It was a catastrophe. I'll never do it again.
Lowe's. Places like that. I've heard.
This is a little bit like that, but maybe something that you're like, I just want to stand apart from the crowd. You know, I want something that's like very unique type of thing. Maybe I want this lamp to be hanging above my dining room. And it's just not really very expensive, honestly. $150?
It's priced just right.
Seems like it. I don't know. Is that a lot?
No, but I love the impulse that creates an app like this.
This is actually...
It's fun.
These are
you don't have to buy
apps
this
where
stuff.
I
just look
very
at it.
Rarely make a purchase.
Right.
Rarely.
Right.
I mean, I think on Fab, I bought a pair of shoes once, but I look at stuff all the time. It's gift inspiration.
Because you're genetically programmed to be a gatherer.
Is that what it is?
I'm a hunter.
Outdoor rugs. I don't even have an outdoor space,
gatherer.
But I should probably buy a rug because maybe one day I will have one.
See, when you see that llama, you want to buy it.
That's
when
right.
I see it, I want to shoot it. It's the difference.
That is
hunter,
why you
gatherer.
Are a terrible person.
You're a gatherer.
That's
I'm a
right.
hunter.
Bright and neutral pillows. Everybody likes pillows. Don't try to deny that you like pillows.
Throw pillows, make a home.
Make or break a home. I like this one.
You know
because
what I hate?
Says
when you try to get in bed and there's 18 throw pillows, you got to take off the bed before you can get in the bed.
Well, I think that says something about your bedfellows rather than the pillows themselves.
I throw them off too.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. I want to sleep.
Anyway, this is One King's Lane. it's new in the App Store, and it's fun.
I love it.
Thank you.
Love it.
I do too.
Hans Zimmer. What does that name ring a bell for you? He is a very famous movie composer.
Yeah.
Who just recently did the soundtrack to Man of Steel.
Oh.
He also mixed it in an unusual way. Now, this is an iPhone app, but I want... I'm going to go...
My name is Hans Zimmer.
That's Hans Zimmer I was talking about.
Studio. I wrote the score for Superman, Man of Steel.
Wait
now,
a second. What is this?
So, okay. So, DTS has put this out. This is a new headphone technology.
DTS, who've developed this really rather remarkable technology called Headphone X that lets you sit in my chair and listen to the way the music was written in full surround, which... I don't think it's ever been possible before.
So this is really Scott Wilkinson told us about this. He saw a demo. This app has now come out.
Okay.
It is a free app. It has one track from The Man of Steel in it. Now, what you really want to do is you want to put your headphones in and listen to this in with headphones, because what they're using is DSP technology to create, with only two speakers, a full surround sound soundstage. So this is why I was suggesting that those of you who are listening to this show should be listening to a stereo version. That means any video version is in stereo, and so, of course, are these video streams. You should pick what kind of headphones you're going to use. Now, I don't know what kind of headphones people are listening to, but we're just going to say you're listening to over the ear. We'll go through the tutorial. Well, I guess we won't. So you get one track. By the way, you can buy the entire soundtrack $1.99 at a time. But now, you and I are not going to hear anything exceptional because we have one earpiece in.
Right.
But if you're listening at home in stereo, the music will move all around you. This is a really interesting new technology. One, two, three. As easy as A, B. I don't think it goes with that. It's really, really incredible, and I highly recommend
and
this.
And remind me the name of it, because when you search for Man of Steel, a few things
things show up. So what you're looking for is Z plus, the plus sign, Man of Steel. And I think, I'm trying to remember the name of the company. Is it Reality Jockey? I think it might be. This is available in Android as well as on
Z+
iPhone.
Z Plus Music.
Yeah.
Got it.
There it is. Remote Control Productions. That's the one you want. It is an iPhone app. Don't look for it in the iPad store. But you don't care, because really you're just listening to one track. It's a playback. But complete surround sound. And I think this is remarkable. In fact, worth watching just to see Hans Zimmer. So we can look at the tutorial now, since we stopped listening to music.
Hello, my name is Hans Zimmer.
Yeah, we got more Hans Zimmer. That's all right. We don't have to watch him more. But I think this is worth taking a look at. It's absolutely free. Z Plus, and you're going to hear surround sound from two speakers that it'll see things like stuff behind you, in front of you. It's really quite amazing.
Well, if Scott Wilkinson is impressed, then I know you will be.
Yeah,
because Scott Wilkinson's life is audio. So he knows good audio.
There's also a DTS.
Well, not your whole life. But it's something that you care about a lot.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, here. You might hear it a little more. If I play it in the normal stereo, you won't get the surround. But you can turn this on.
Oh, so you can kind of toggle the difference?
No.
Oh.
But again, in one ear, it's not going to...
It does sound completely different, though.
Yeah.
Even in one ear.
These are very large files, by the way, because you're getting a lot of information on here, so just be
aware. Is it streaming, or is it all download?
It's download, and you can download the whole soundtrack.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that alone is, it sounds like, it's a great soundtrack.
Hans Zimmer is fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous stuff. So
I'm excited about
highly
this
recommended.
Movie too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited. This will get you even more excited.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
And there will be theaters that I presume that they're going to do something like this. But it's the headphones. This is designed for listening on your iPhone, iPad, or any device with a headphone. So that's my app, Cap.
I love it. We've got Z Plus Music. We've got One King's Lane. We've got all the other apps that we talked about earlier in the show. And that just about does it for this episode of iPad Today, everybody. Don't cry, though, because we do the show every Thursday live at 1 p.m. Pacific right here in the Twit Studio in Petaluma, California. But, of course, you can watch us or listen to us on demand anytime you like.
Anytime.
It's okay with us. And next week, we'll be talking about gardening apps. I'm holding us to that.
Are we really going to do that?
Yeah. Well,
all right.
I mean, we talk about a lot of stuff.
I'll wear my gloves. I'll bring my clippers.
Okay.
My trowel.
You won't remember any of this. So, go nuts.
My weed whacker.
Do it. Yeah.
What's that thing you roll on the ground and it just pulls up weeds
just
automatically?
Dump a bunch of soil here in the living room set, and we can plant things.
Okay.
Live with my the help hoe. Of our iPads.
I'll bring my hoe.
Okay. Bring your hoe. Hoe.
And my do-rag.
Goodbye. Oh! Thanks for watching. Oh!
Tip of the fez to you. Oh!